With Highmark Blue Shield, you can see a mental health professional in 3 days or less to help you go from okay to great. Because what you have on the inside deserves to be seen. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Yes, and we are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. As always, I'm here with my brother and my co-host, Mr. Jake B.
Hello.
A man of very few words he is. And today, we have a very special guest, a legend. He's here with us, Christian Fletcher. What's happening?
All sorts of shit, but aren't legends dead?
No.
Nah, dude. No. There's living legends. Heroes, that's what you are.
Heroes get remembered. Yeah. Legends never die.
Okay.
Dang. Was that, who said that? Spider-Man?
No, that's what? From Sandlot.
Oh, dude.
The best movie
critical.
Ever.
Spider-Man, he's a little weird. Fucking flies around shooting webs out of his wrist and shit.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. It's kind of gross.
He's as bad as Michael Jackson.
Where's this going?
Michael Jackson used to get paid millions of dollars to fly around the world and sing a song called Beat It with one silver glove on, okay?
Dude, I never thought about it that way. That he sang a song called Beat It wearing a silver glove, suggesting that maybe that's the hand
well,
that he...
Well, do you know who Richard Cheese is?
Dick Cheese?
Yeah, okay. He does the song Beat It too, but he has a little kids choir doing the chorus going, Beat It, Beat It. It's hilarious.
Try and do that today. You will be in jail instantly.
Well, we already did. Wait, no. What do you mean? Do what? Actually have a chorus of kids sing that?
A song called Beat It.
Well, dude, Richard Cheese did.
Is that recent?
No, he did Michael Jackson's song. Yeah, I got it on my thing, too. But he did Michael Jackson's song, Beat It, the cover, and he had the little kids choir singing the chorus.
He's in jail now, but yeah, he did it. Yeah. So you're right, Duddy. Dude, we had to, pick our spot to even start this show.
Do you know how you tell when it's Never Neverland time? I mean, when it's bedtime at the Never Neverland Ranch?
I don't know. I know you're going to tell me, though, right now.
When the big hand touches the little hand.
Oh, son of a... It's all jokes.
Is this uncensored show?
Yeah, it's fine. You can say whatever you want.
Okay, so I got another Michael one, then.
All right, let's go for it.
Well, actually, a couple more, but what's the difference... What do Michael Jackson and Walmart have in common?
What?
They both got little boys' pants half off. And do you know the difference?
How do you have this many of these?
Do you know the difference between Michael Jackson and a zit?
No. What?
At least the zit waits till the kid's 16 before he comes on his face.
Oh. Okay, well, I have one. What did the lady say to Michael Jackson when she was trying to get a tan in the beach and he, blocked her son?
Yeah.
He said, "Sir, you're in my son."
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Duddy.
Wasn't good. I think I said it totally wrong, but you get the drift.
We understand. We're picking up where you're laying down.
You got it.
Dude,
you got it.
Gross, though, so we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Dude.
Yeah, Christian, but imagine 16 years old. Like, how horrible is that?
Where do we go from just a bunch of Michael Jackson jokes?
I got a lot worse ones.
Dude, we'll get to them eventually, I'm sure. If you listeners don't know who Christian Fletcher is, you already love him now, and you don't even know that, dude, he's a full-blown living legend.
But that politically correct stuff? That's not my vocabulary, so.
Ours either.
Just warning the audience ahead of time,
dude,
that I probably will offend some people.
Yeah. Well,
that's why we have him here.
You can't say anything anymore without offending someone, so whatevs.
I have a lot of fun, and sometimes it just happens to be at other people's expense.
All right, so you know,
dude, he's already getting into the quote of the day.
I was gonna say, you know, we always have on this show, you know, something, some sort of subject, inspirational, something to make you feel good. And we thought, what better for our subject to be with him being here today? Just be yourself.
Is anyone more themselves than you?
Yourself.
Fuck.
You know, you can't if you're ever trying to be like someone else or follow in someone else's footsteps, you're never gonna be the first person to do something. You're never. You might end up doing that, but it's not going to be the first person.
But who cares? Somebody else already did it.
Someone already fucking did it. So yeah. I don't, you know, congratulations, hey. You're a copycat.
You go out and do the other people's tricks skateboarding, you're fucking biting their tricks, and fucking everybody fucking laughs you out of the park.
Yeah.
Look at Andy McDonald. he bites everybody else's tricks, and he just does them lower with worse style.
Well, he's not coming on the show either.
But he's consistent.
But he's fucking consistent as a motherfucker, dude.
And everyone now does airs. I wonder why.
But they do that fucking gay fucking reverse. I feel really bad that it's my fault they're doing that. I was the first person to do one. And that's the only trick they do. They have no imagination. And like watching the contests and stuff, they all make the same tricks. They all fall in the same tricks. But their tricks, they're naming them after bodyboard tricks. Not that bodyboarders aren't cool, because I'm friends with a lot of them. They're actually cooler than the surfers. But being a surfer, you don't name a trick after a bodyboard trick.
Let me set the stage here. For some of our listeners who don't know, Christian Fletcher is one of the most legendary surfers ever. He's one of the dudes that changed the game. When everyone was just doing turns, he started doing airs. He did airs when judges didn't know how to score airs. Other surfers didn't know what to make of airs. People told him to stop doing airs. And he just changed the whole game. And
I had petitions written against me and had the whole top 32 in the world sign them.
Yeah.
And then in the magazine, they showed me and asked me what I thought about each and every person.
What'd you say?
Well, I got a pretty big mouth and my feelings were hurt and I'm kind of sensitive. So I said a lot of stuff that people really were upset about, like Sean Thompson. I just said I had no respect for him. I don't know. Damien Hardman couldn't surf a wave over 6 feet, never deserved to be the world champion. Like, I didn't have a whole lot of nice things to say about any of them. And then the way it hurt my feelings. They're all my childhood heroes and stuff like that, and like people I looked up to. My dad sponsored most of them, for crying out loud. And so then I was on a mission. The way I would put a smile on my face was by going and ruining their days.
I love how you said something, though. You're all, dude, it hurt my feelings. I looked up to these people, and I just wanted to be with them, and I was being mean.
I was sensitive, you know? Like, they showed me the letter in the middle of an interview and then asked me what I thought about each and every person. And the guy that wrote the thing, Matt Warshaw, he's pretty much a fucking lame fucking... He does the surfing encyclopedia. And they had a big thing in Surfer's Journal with my parents like a year or two ago, and the whole family. There was like 60 pages or something. And the person that wrote the stuff about me was Matt Warshaw. He never bothered to call me, never bothered to fucking email me, nothing. He just took quotes from other stuff and pieced them all together because he was scared.
I was going to ask, is it just because he thinks, hey...
Well, no, because he knows that I'm going to torture him.
What would you have done if he called?
Oh, I would have just beat him up verbally. Fucking!
Would you have given him the info he wanted while
beating
him up?
Put it this
verbally?
Way. Put it this way. His glasses would have been all steamed up. He would have had to get some windshield wipers or something.
Because he would have been steam coming out of the ears. Because he would have been so heated. Cartoon.
Yeah, between him and Ian Carnes, they both would have been quite heated.
So yeah, here's what
I saw.
Sorry, go ahead,
I saw Ian Carnes talking about the aerials a couple years ago. I was walking down the beach, trestles on the way out, and I'm all, so Ian, remember when I was a kid? If you did aerials, it didn't count. He's like, I go, well, now if you can't do one, you don't count. I go, what do you think about that? He's all, I had broad visions. I'm all, yeah, okay.
And this was one of the guys back in the day that was not giving you scores?
No, this was the guy that ran the NSSA as a kid. And no matter how good I surfed, I would get deducted points. And then as soon as I turned pro at 15, because I couldn't handle that anymore, he became the president of the professional surfing. So, like... I got kicked out of stuff. He returned my check. Because I threw a muffin and hit his mistress. And she's a judge. When I found out my scores, I hit her in the back of the head.
What kind of muffin was it?
Blueberry.
No, nice.
And I had that in a Coke, and it was the blueberry that was going, because, like I said, I like my Cokes. Hit her in the head. They came and returned my muffin. Why would you return something somebody throws at you, you know?
Hey, man, you dropped your muffin.
They gave me my check, and they handed me my Bolt Thrower Napalm Death tape back that I was making them play in my heat. And so he told me I was no longer welcome on the beach, and I told him, fuck you, you're no longer welcome in our country. Go back to Australia, you fucking kook. He turned around. He had Big Tony there. You know Big Tony from Volcom?
You know? Yes.
He had Big Tony for security, and like I had known him forever. He's going, oh, Christian, come on. Fucking, you know, just be mellow. Well, because my friends that were there, they were from Hawaii. They wanted to jump him. And I'm all, no. It's okay. Don't worry about it. He turned around, threw the muffin, hit him right in the back of the neck, and told him, fucking, fuck you, suck
so
a
you,
dick.
So you hit two people with one muffin.
Fucking, that's like better than two birds with one stone.
Nobody ever say two birds with one stone ever again. It's fucking two heads with one muffin.
Two cooks with one muffin.
Hey, that's because the contest, they were so cheap. They'd serve stale muffins. It's hard like a rock. It didn't break apart when it hit him.
Oh, those blueberries were hurting.
Hurt worse.
That was like a rock.
They're probably frozen.
Do you ever get hit with frozen blueberries?
So no, but I've got ice thrown on me walking down the street before.
Why? Just some.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
I was a California surfer with blue hair walking down the street at Burley Heads back in like 89 or something like that. And they didn't really like. I don't know. They looked pretty conservative back there. They weren't ready for some fucking kid with fucking blue hair and fucking. Yeah, they just weren't ready.
They just weren't prepared.
On a skateboard. The whole cup and everything.
Fucking hell.
There was like six of them. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Thanks, bros.
Yeah, it was hot out, so good.
You know, and so going back to, you know, people trying to, you know, tell you not to do airs and you know, just. You hating on you for it, and you
any beach in the world
stuck
you go to
your fucking you stuck to your guns. You were just being yourself. You didn't care. You weren't trying to follow any path. You were just doing what you felt was right and what came natural to you. And you didn't listen to everyone. And now look at you, changed the game.
You're one of the few people that understands that. My dad was the only person that at the time that was telling me, look, don't listen to those guys. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Just keep doing what you're doing. Because my dad
awesome.
Was a skateboarder too, so he'd take me to like when I was 10 years old, he'd take us to the Big O every weekend with Jason Jesse and stuff like that. He'd ride his Mert Lawwell or whatever, or Malcolm Smith or Mert Lawwell, one of the first mountain bikes.
Okay,
and he'd ride that in the Combi Bowl and shit like that. It was cool. The Big O.
That's rad.
In like 82.
That's cool.
So yeah, he was the one that was like telling me just keep doing what you're doing because he saw that as being the future. And
that's cool.
Like I've been to beaches all over the world. Like I was in the Philippines in the middle of nowhere. There was only a couple guys in the water. And one of the local kids was doing backside air reverses. I was like, yes, I win.
You made it all the way there.
And I mean, I already knew that I won because it's just like, you could watch anything, but going to the Philippines to a remote place where there was like four people in the water and you get some local kid on a big up board doing air reverses. Beat
that's
up board,
cool.
Doing air reverses.
Fucking 8-year-olds doing air reverses now. They learn them like turns. Yeah, it's and like you said, it is.
No.
The air reverses is easier than a straight air.
It's not my fault they take ballet lessons.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, and that honestly, like that would be like if I.
You need to learn it. It's a good.
It's
trick
good
to learn, but for me,
in fact,
it's embarrassing.
Hit the video in there, Sean. Let's just.
You won't see them in there. You see a backside, maybe a little one.
Yeah, you do like a part of a backside, and then you kind of kick it back. But this is the birth of air.
This is a big front side right here.
This
a really
is just a
big one.
Boom. And you're doing grabs in here. Like, you're
stale
doing
fish.
Grabs. Look at that. Bam. There's barely, most people can't even do that shit
that's
today.
That's a stale fish.
That's a stale fish. That's a skateboard move. There you go.
That was the judo.
Oh, my
judo.
God, the judo. Nobody's doing judos today.
You hear what Tony Hawk said?
Oh, yeah. So this is critical. Tony Hawk is just big upping Christian right there. He's saying that the first guy he ever saw to do a functional air in the water, land it, and continue surfing was Christian. And he was making fun of all the airs before Christian, saying, hey, it was dudes launching off into nowhere.
Glorified kickouts.
Yeah, not even landing. And, you know, and then here you come. Look at you. All just young and spry.
Cut back to switch.
Boom. Look at that grab.
Oh.
Are you serious?
I had to learn to cut back to switch because buttons was my favorite.
Oh, my God.
There's
you guys,
another judo.
Look at the judo. This is like 1990.
And,
this is
and
30
before,
years ago.
When I have long hair, it's 89 summer earlier.
Andy Irons.
Wow.
See, there's a dude. He's one of the last dudes that would just say whatever he wanted to. Surfing needs people like you guys.
He gave me some of the best compliments ever.
What'd he say?
Right here, he's talking about that he was the world champion at the time, right? And he's saying that if I was going surfing, he's got a fucking.
Keep it going.
You know, he talks to me and asks me what's going on, what I'm working on, because. He says that's going to be what's coming up in about 5 years, and he wants to get a head start on it.
That is a huge compliment.
Yeah. I've been hanging out with Bruce lately. Fucking.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's been cool because, like, after losing his brother, that must be a real, real tough one.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Are you in Hawaii hanging out with Bruce? Where are you guys?
No, he lives down the street. His kids live down by Salt Creek. And so I'm the only person that's got him to surf in California.
Yeah, I didn't even know he lived here.
Well, he was living in Venice, but see, everybody asked him to go surfing. I didn't ask him. I told him, look, dude, I'm coming over to pick you up and we're going surfing. I showed up in a black Lincoln Super Stretch limousine, chucked him in the back and drove him to the beach.
You're one of the only people that he's not going to tell to fuck off.
No, he didn't have a choice.
Yeah, there's no choice.
I wasn't asking.
Yeah.
I'm coming to get
you. You're going surfing.
We're going surfing.
Hey, if you ask, then they can say no.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's really cool. So to get, you know, an amazing compliment like that from an absolute, you know, legend, I'm going to come and watch what you're doing because I want to know what people are going to be doing in five years.
Yeah,
from now.
I want to know what's coming up in five years and I want to get a head start on it.
And you're only going to ask somebody that, you're only going to tell someone that if you know that they're on to new stuff. And you're only going to be on the new stuff if you're just being yourself and you just got to fucking follow yourself, man.
When he was doing double grab, he got a picture doing a double grab aerial on the cover. I called him up and left him about a 10 minute fucking voicemail just going, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? Would you want to see your buddy riding down the street on a bicycle with training wheels? I go, that'd be pretty embarrassing, right? I go, that's how I feel when I see you guys doing double grabs.
You're like, what, you can't stay on the board? Dude, no love.
No, that is love. It's teaching him. Look, that one's huge.
Oh, my. Damn. Dude, that was a UFO, dude. That's unidentified. Look at this.
That's a 310 back in 91.
What is that? Was that a quad? Yeah, that was.
Yeah, 310 four fin.
We're watching Bruce Irons. All the listeners, we're watching Andy Irons before. We're watching Bruce Irons watching Christian.
And I'm talking mad shit right there.
Dude.
The whole thing I was actually kind of. But you know what? It ain't talking shit if you can back it up. It's speaking facts.
Damn.
Simple.
Surfing so needs people like you, dude. It's like surfing, you know, look, a lot of money's coming into it. There's big sponsors. And the interviews post-heat are starting to sound a little bit like professional athletes of the other sports. Like, you know, you get an NFL player. It's the same shit every time.
I'm going to have to go buy a Red Bull hat if I ever fucking make it.
A Target fucking shirt.
Oh, I would love that because that would mean I was making money.
Oh, you'd be just, yeah, cha-ching. How would you do the interview if you were sponsored by Target? Let's hear the interview you'd give.
Well, how are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, dude, I'm doing lovely. How was that last heat you just surfed out there?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing.
Waves were knee-high, by the way,
if it wasn't
for
the Red Bull I drank before my heat, then I never would have had those wings.
Oh, dude. Thank you so much. Dude, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you in your next heat.
Yeah, but actually, instead, I go down to the heats, and I smoke my fucking sticky vape.
Boom! Look at that. Hey, I will say, another San Clemente guy, Kolohe Andino, he's got fire, dude. I saw him do a double flip-off at the last contest.
That guy's dead. The guitar player there, he's probably the best guitar player I've ever seen in my life.
Was that in your band?
I was in the band for a little bit when it sucked, but before that, they were amazing. Right here, that was a turn. That was like standard turns, right? And then that was something nobody ever seen before.
Oh, a little shove it.
But then... It has the Rage Against the Machine song, and it is fucking... I raised both birds and told them, fuck you, because I asked Ian Carnes how they would score that trick the day before the contest, and he's all, huh? I said, oh, yeah, that's what I thought.
They didn't even know how to score you.
So that wave with two like traditional like layback snaps and then a maneuver nobody had ever seen before. I got
that sliding three and then into the shove it?
Yeah, like a board side to fakie, shove it, switch dance. And... the fucking guy, I got a 3.5.
Wow.
But,
but I heard my scores when I had fucking the muffin in my hand.
Wait, that's the wave that led to the muffin
this
throw.
Is the
and
muffin
that was the first
throw.
Day reverse right there on film in the crucified priest.
Boom.
That is so
dude,
cool.
Dude, so the listeners, you guys are hearing this, right? This is 30 years ago. Christian's out there doing maneuvers on the waves that have just never been seen, and the judges don't even know what to give him as score.
Oh, they
so
knew what to give me.
Yeah, but it's so weird. Like, what's the thought process? Just because no one else can do it, they can't give it a score? It's a weird thing, but that's why you're so special. Okay. You came in as a fucking alien, and you changed it all.
If you think about it, like, I got... deducted points. Like some other people in the industry were having a conversation about how there's Curran points and then there's Fletcher points. Curran gets bumped up a point or two. I get deducted a couple. I only made one main event in my life, and that was the one at Trestles. I won the largest purse ever in surfing history at that time. And this is fun.
Oh, Bali, just flying through?
Oh, yeah.
And this you spent a lot of time in college.
Did you live there for a bit?
This barrel's unbelievable.
Is about 6 inches deep. Everybody was paddling in because they said it was too shallow.
And when you backdoor this next section, I don't know where here, but oh my God.
I told them I'll beat you to the beach. And look, see him just go to the wave?
Dude, you're surfing underground right there. That's sub-sea level.
There's waves breaking inside the tube here in a second.
Ugh.
And then my dismount. It didn't show it right there, but...
Well, now you're in Southern California.
I went straight up. The lip hit me in the face, and I went straight back over the falls onto dry reef. I was so excited that I didn't know what to do.
Sorry to the listeners, dude. We're just watching him shred on waves, and we're commenting. I know you guys can't see it, but that's why you guys got to go to YouTube and watch all of these, man, because you will see this surfing, and you'll hear us giving the play-by-play. But... I mean, this was a last-minute guest. Like, we're so psyched that Christian's here. We just found out really this morning that he was going to come through. So we're a little less prepared, but we don't feel like we need to be prepared.
Yeah, we normally have a nice game plan, but we're just winging it.
You just saw, those are all, they're all 3D. If you have these certain 3D glasses, all my boards are 3D, glow under the black lights, because I use all the fluorescent colors.
Even these guys?
These guys right here?
Yeah.
Dude, these boards behind us, you guys got to go to YouTube. He brought in a couple of his surfboards. We got his skateboard. You got your own skateboard model. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, it's a pool deck, Embassy skateboards. And I was just stoked to be part of the crew because it's like Dave Duncan, Craig Johnson, John Gibson, the old Alva crew, Pat Black. And Dave Rule.
Nice.
Dude, so Dave
Rule. The Skatanic Rednecks?
I had a band, and we played with the Skatanic Rednecks all the time. And our guitar player filled in several times for Skatanic Rednecks.
We played at his pool party back in like around 90 or 91 when he was still like a he was a college kid, you know?
Dude, Dave Rule. I hadn't even thought of Dave Rule forever.
I remember Skatanic Rednecks playing down at Gallagher's all the time, and they would roll in with their van that had like the horns on the front, and their big was like one of the guy's brothers or something.
His brother, and he called him a Dog Boy Sasquatch.
He just stood on the side of the stage. He's just a humongous man, and he had like a what was it?
With the head on of some sort. He didn't ride the little horses.
Oh, yeah, he had a little fake pony. You guys, Skatanic Rednecks.
I sent him the other day. He had about 30 fake ponies.
Oh, my God. It was just this crazy.
It's growing.
It was a country punk band, like, from Huntington Beach. And the lead singer, Dave Rule, was a killer, like, pool skater.
Dave rips.
He rips, man.
He had, like, a little pipe in his garage or something.
Oh, yeah.
I remember going there a couple times.
Now he has the... what is it? The Redneck Ranch or something?
Yes.
Out there with the trucks and motorcycles and... steers and queers.
Wow,
and
like, I haven't thought of Dave Rule in years. I'm so glad you said that name.
Yeah, so I got to be part of the crew with all those old, like, aside from Dave's not old, but like guys I grew up watching skate forever, Dave Duncan and all that shit. Like,
so it's Embassy. Awesome. What's the company again?
Embassy Skateboards.
Embassy Skateboards. You guys can go get it.
I just got a guest pro model.
The Christian Fletcher model.
If you can see this right here, this is Nishi. Nishi Nishioka. They call him Devil Man in Japan. He had some magazines over there. He was probably the first or second skater in Japan. And he taught Japanese.
I'll bring that up to the camera.
Hey, he was the only guy. It says a little bit about him, too. He was the only guy that taught Japan about style. He's the only Dogtown guy from Japan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, that's outside of, you know, Venice area and stuff.
Yeah. Very cool.
And... at the end of it, like, I went over there because he was getting his leg chopped off. So, the Ruka brand manager saw me walk by his house every day because I was going to get alcohol at the grocery store. And I'd come walking back with the bottom of the barrel. It's called Pure 25. It's, like, the worst, like, kind of sake shochu stuff you can get.
Oh, wow.
$1.30 for the glass container of it. The glass container costs more, okay? So we would walk... every day I'd walk by, and then I'd walk back, and he would never talk to me because he didn't want to have to talk to him because everybody was scared of him. But he taught the Japanese the culture, the surf, the skate, the music, knows everybody fucking. And, like, so the guy, the brand manager, when I'm walking by the house every day with the alcohol, he's going, God, wow, Christian Fletcher's a real alcoholic. But I was just going to get the alcohol for him, and I'd drive, he'd drink, and we'd go skate, all kinds of stuff. And then I found out he started losing it from diabetes and stuff like that. So he was getting really, like, c- couldn't see, couldn't walk. You know, he ended up getting his foot cut off. Ugh. But when he did that stuff, he adopted the brand manager because he was right down the street. Him, his wife, and his daughter, and the guy had to take care of everything. The guy was a complete fucking prick, dude. Like he made his assistants, like three different assistants, wanted to commit suicide because of him. But he was older, so he could. So he would yell at the guy that was the brand manager, who was actually doing all the social, like whatever, you know, to get the Medicare or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy would just yell and scream at him. So they flew me over to go to the hospital and see him with his cut off foot and stuff. Went to the department store, got a plunger, fucking wrapped it up super nice. I had my chick at the time wrap it up. We walked into the hospital. I'm all, Nishi, I got you a present. He's all, what's that? I'm all, a new foot. He opens it up. He's like, I thought he was going to throw it at me for sure. He's tried to stab rulers. He's tried to stab everybody he's lived with. He's a crazy Mongolian. And so I thought he was going to throw it at me. He opens it up. Oh, I've been looking all over for one of these. He starts trying to stick it on his stump and shit. Fucking. But yeah, they had to bring me over because in Japan, you can't talk back to your elders. That's part of the deal. Like, he would yell and scream at them. They'd say, hi, hi, so, like, that's just the way things go. I'm getting to be the perfect age to live over there.
So did they bring you to, like, calm him down or something?
They brought me to fucking snap on him.
Yeah.
Go, God damn it, Nishi, you need to be fucking nice. I go, you're not nice to these guys. You're going to die a lonely old prick. And, like, neighbors came in to tell him to recycle and stuff. He didn't even get out of bed. He just started throwing knives at him. He couldn't see that good, so just fucking, he loved his knives. He had them stashed all over the house, and my buddy had to clean it up. Crazy.
Sounds like a good dude.
He tried to stab Ruler a few times, chasing around.
I was going
to
say, so you said Ruler, he was Ruler's roommate?
This is Dave Ruler again from San Diego.
Skatanic Rednecks. But, oh, he tried to stab him a few.
Yeah, but everybody he's lived with has tried to stab.
It's just part of the deal. That's rent.
He would sleep in the, he would sleep in the, in a recliner. And I would sleep on the little couch downstairs because he'd get up at like 4 a.m. You know what shochu is? Kind of like sake, but different.
And oh, yeah, yeah,
the,
yeah.
The cans.
Yeah.
So he'd just get the regular, I'd go by him and fill up a whole glass with a little bit of ice. And then he'd just put a splash of a fucking soda and a lime.
Just soju all day.
And that was 4 a.m. He'd get up, suck that down, and then just lay down, right back down in his recliner. And then he'd start fighting ninjas fucking while he's sleeping. I was like, whoa, dude.
This guy's like a villain from John Wick.
And then check this out. The craziest thing is I went over there for a funeral, too. That was during that big Hurricane Marie swell, and Jay Adams' funeral was the same day. So I didn't get to go to that. I try not to do funerals, really, or weddings, because, I mean, I'd probably have more fun at funerals than I do weddings anyways. But we went over there and did his, went to his, like, whatever, like, his celebration kind of thing. First was the ceremony, you know, cause Buddhist ceremony and all that. And the monk was cracking jokes and shit. Like, I couldn't exactly understand what he was saying, but you could tell by the tone of voice, and then everybody was laughing and shit. So, pretty cool. Like, over here, they're so straight. They wear a suit. Like, over there, the monk's cracking jokes. I went surfing with one monk. The guy was smoking joints and drinking beers. And then I saw him at a... Like, we stayed in a Golden Buddha temple. It was amazing the one night, but we had to get out of there before the big boss came in the morning.
But, oh, I got some monks partying and have to clean up before the boss comes home,
no,
too?
No, new school monks, dude.
New school monks.
Hey, we were surfing with him. He was drinking beers and stuff, and I saw him at a trade show. I shook his hand. I'm all, wow, your hand's cold. He's all, oh, smoking, because he was outside and it's freezing in winter.
Let me ask you this. Did the monk do an air or at least attempt one?
Fuck, I wasn't too, the waves were so small, I wasn't really paying attention. I was probably juggling on the beach and smoking joints.
Like, he might have done an air, whatever.
No, I wasn't really surfing. But,
smoking joints on the beach and juggling.
Hey, so to finish the story, we went, after that, we went down to where he was, where he grew up. He got abandoned as a kid by the mom and sent up, like, he was by himself at, like, eight years old or something. It's kind of crazy. But, the house we found was the only house that was overgrown. It was a black house. It was all overgrown. Like, that was where he was a kid at, down like in Shikoku Island or something, the second island or third island down. And the house was all overgrown. My buddy contacted his brother. His brother said, don't ever fucking call me again. His brother's like a lawyer. He just didn't want to know about it. And anything to do with him, he was over it. But after that, we went down to the beach to throw his ashes and stuff. But there's still like bones and shit. So we rolled him we rolled him up in a joint.
No.
Yeah.
No, no.
Oh, yeah.
No. You smoked him.
The bones and the ashes and the weed, too. And with my buddies, some skaters and stuff like that. And but we found a boat, like a little dinghy, and we took it out. You don't ever find anything abandoned in Japan. Like, Japan's really clean stuff.
Yeah, it's
we found an abandoned little boat, like kind of like a panga. Like, that's weird. So we get in it, we like paddle out a little ways, and we're throwing his ashes out in the water and stuff. And then we smoked the joint that had the bones and the ashes in it. Then we jumped off the little boat. It had four holes in the sides, like little.
Did you pick the bones out like it was stems?
No, we put the bones in like it was buds. Oh, okay. But no, there was like four holes. It was like skateboard wheels on the side of the boat. I guess that's where the water comes out or whatever drains out while you're driving. We jumped out of the boat. We swam about 30 yards back to the beach. And we got up, and the boat was fucking gone. I left the bag with some ashes and bones in there, too.
Oh,
the boat was gone. You don't ever see anything abandoned, but we climbed up on the bridge, and there's a river right here, and it's a big ass bay with a river mouth, and the thing was nowhere to be found. We couldn't see. We looked all over for it, so we figured he must be haunting people fucking up there somewhere, or down there. You never know.
You're like, was that even a boat we were on?
It was like what a little punk. No, and it just straight disappeared.
That's nutty.
Yeah.
Well, it was perfect. It was there just enough for you to paddle out, no, smoke the
dude. He's
bones.
Got. He's got to have it fucking haunting people somewhere.
throwing around ghost knives.
There's a video about him too, like that with me in Japan during the funeral.
What do we type in?
Farewell Nishi, N-I-S-I.
Farewell Nishi, N-I-S-I.
And you'll see the boat and shit like that too. Boy,
yeah, we gotta find that.
We'll find that.
The one of the guys over there decided, like, we're at the funeral kind of thing on the beach at this restaurant, decided to get me super high, and then told me, oh, by the way, you got to get up on stage and speak. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I thought you were my friend.
You're like, I just got done smoking bones. Yeah. Hey, I'm not ready to fucking hit the mic. No,
hey, you might not want to tell too many people that.
Oh, shit, too late. Too late. It's over. Everyone on Earth knows.
Oh. Yeah, I think it was N-I-S-I.
N-I-S-I. That's like niche, like farewell to niche, the word.
Yeah,
we're not using that word anymore.
Nishi.
Yeah. N-I-S-I.
It's Nishi, not Nietzsche.
Yeah, so we'll keep looking for that.
Nishi, I think, means three.
Oh, Nietzsche, I thought it was Frederick.
There we go. Christian Fletcher, farewell Nishi.
Yeah. Ah, there you go.
We're watching the video, everybody. We'll give you the play-by-play for the listeners.
Yeah,
it's a Ruka video. Yeah. Give that credit. Farewell, Nishi.
And then told me how to get on stage to speak.
It's like a nicely done Ruka video. You guys go to YouTube, type in Feeling Good with Duddy, and you'll find it. And there you are talking about him, I assume, right?
Oh, yeah. Because
he's buff,
look
dude.
At this guy.
He looked like Bruce Lee.
There's
the boat.
The dinghy. That thing's the boat that disappeared.
And watch. The guy ripped, dude. He's one of the first people I met in Japan.
This is so cool.
And he took me, Shane Horan asked me if I wanted to go skateboard the ramp, you know? First day I was in Japan, I was 16. I said, yeah, I'd love to. And he's like, Archie wanted to go too? And so this guy comes pulling up looking like Bruce Lee in a, Falcon that was a chopped off top, so it was a convertible. Me, Shane, and Archie and him went to the this ramp on the beach. As soon as we get in the car, he turns around and shoves a hit of acid in my mouth. Here, take this.
And he's talking about Shane Horan and Matt Archibald. If you guys don't know who they are, look them up. Legends as well, surfers, rippers from his area, from Christian's area.
But the crazy thing, like, he's like a year younger than my mom, and the guy shoving acid in my mouth, telling me, fucking, here, eat this.
Dude.
We went to the skateboard ramp, and it was so sick.
Vitamins?
He was my hero ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah, how often can you get a fucking 30-year-old guy to give you a fucking hit of acid when you're fucking 16?
And I don't know.
There's the
depends on if you're at a Grateful Dead concert.
No, that's the interview I was telling you about where they surprised it on me.
Made you get up there and talk.
Oh yeah, by the way, you're getting up on stage and doing an interview.
Enjoy the acid.
Yeah.
Oh, and that. Yeah.
Well, that was a different part.
No, there's this house that's all overgrown. The only one in Japan.
Oh, that's a cool looking house. You guys got to watch this video. You'll get on YouTube. You'll see it. The video. It's this house is just of the earth. It just looks like rocks.
Like the
walls.
Munsters.
Yeah, dude, that's a cave house. But, there's the dinghy. Is that it?
Yeah.
They're going out on the mystical
dinghy. We found
dinghy.
That thing. On the beach. Nothing. It was abandoned. Look.
Oh, there's
there's the bones.
There's the bones.
What are you throwing right here?
Bones and ashes?
Bones and ashes.
And then I'm leaving the bag with some of them in the boat. That way he could drive that boat around and haunt people.
Nice.
I didn't realize that was what it was for, but...
That's the black pearl now.
Yeah. So you jumped in?
No, that's the Mongolian fucking maniac.
The most dangerous of all.
Dude, the Mongolian floater. It's out there.
Oh. Well, if you are listening, either watch this YouTube video of the podcast or go on to YouTube and type in Farewell Nisi, N-I-S-I. Check this video out. Look at his hat.
Look, I'm wheeling him in.
Jeez, dude. Like, that's heavy.
He was one pissed off motherfucker.
Yeah, man. He's gnarly.
Hey, at the end of it, when he got his leg cut off, we're going to dinner. I have to carry him into the sushi bar's piggyback style. And he's going, I need acid. Give me speed. And I'm all, and we're with the family, with the daughter, like the brand manager and all that. My buddy, his name is Yohei. And I'm going, dude, no, you need sunlight.
You need water.
Well, because you're going to go outside. Banana. No, water will rust the pipes.
Yeah. No, just fucking
not for him.
Soda.
He's not having it.
Speaking of rusty pipes.
Yeah,
study,
yeah, let's do it. Watching that video made me feel good. Right, Jake?
Yeah, totally.
That was it. That was the best segue ever. And on this podcast. That's my surf sound.
When are we going surfing?
Give me my surf sound. Yeah.
Hey, Christian, what's your favorite surf sound?
Wipe out.
How about this one?
Drop down. Snap.
What's that?
It's like you described, just a turn right here. Just
drop down. Snap.
Did you ever see that kid that got interviewed on the news? And the news reporter's like, how are the waves out there or whatever? And he does that. He just does a whole surf bro interview where he's just like, fucking came off the bottom.
What was it? Dino Spicoli and Dino?
Basically. Dino Spicoli and Dino?
Well, that was
the video.
Hey, that was before he was politically correct.
That's right. He grew up in the same area as you.
Yeah, I traveled all over the world. I traveled all over the world with him and Archie. I liked him until he was, super cool.
Super cool. Dude, look at
yeah,
you.
He wanted to beat me. Hey, he wanted to fight me because I had a Black Sabbath tape in our hotel room. Wasn't even listening to it, but because he thought it was satanic, so fucking he was, really against it when we were young.
Wow.
5 years later, he picked me up in his car hitchhiking, and he's all, dude, you ever hear this? This is the sickest band ever. And he was listening to Black Sabbath. I was like, whoa, dude. Fucking, I thought you wanted to beat me up for having that in a room. I mean, I still love
around.
The guy.
He came, dude. I'm a big Kaloe fan.
Sounds like
I'm
a previous
big
story.
Fan,
you are?
Yeah, I love. Dude, he's one of the guys that I think actually shows emotion and actually gets fired up. I don't know.
Well, you know what?
I like Kaloe.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Oh, you're not a fan?
Well, I was a fan because he got a lot of shit, you know, because he was the highest paid kid,
yeah,
and
he was like a wonder kid.
And, but at the same time, he wasn't a wonder kid. He would have surfed a lot better waves of consequence, like Pipeline and Chopu and stuff. And he's really stepped his game up.
He's totally stepped his. He's a fucking stud.
Yeah. And so I've even told him I was proud of him like that because he got so much flack from everybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Everyone was hating on him.
I was surfing the rights off the point at Salt Creek this last winter, and he decided to. He decided to full shoulder shark me. I was coming down. He came, dropped in on the other side, ruined me. And he didn't even have the fucking, the common courtesy to say hello, fuck you, nothing afterwards. What's up, Christian? No, sorry. No, he didn't. He just completely ignored me.
He shined you.
Yeah. And I was thinking, wow.
Chloe, no.
No.
No. All you youngsters.
Hey. He's from San Clemente, okay?
I know, yeah.
So, he almost got sent back there with a raccoon mask.
Oh, no! My Kaloe.
Yeah, but I talked to him about it the other day.
Okay, cool.
In front of Dino, too. That was after I was hassling Mike Parsons because I've seen him four or five times. And every time I see him, he walks right by me and turns his head, don't even say hello. And so I started telling Dino, hey, Dino, what's up with your boyfriend? He's all, huh? I'm all, yeah, your boyfriend, Mike. What, he's too cool to say hi to me? Every time he walks by, I can't even say hello. Next thing I know, Dino's talking to him. He comes pedaling up on his bike. What's up, Christian? Like, I'm really sorry. I had no idea. Like, I thought you were busy. I'm all, dude, you've done it like the last four or five times I've seen you, okay? Like, can't even wave. Not what's up?
Listen
not
up, nothing. Everyone. Just say what up to Christian.
No.
What are you doing?
Hey, no, just have some. No,
just
not,
be normal.
Not
just
even,
be normal.
Not even say what's up to me. Just to people in general. Just like fucking some common courtesy, dude.
We've talked about that on the show, man. Just be nice.
I'll say hello to anybody.
Just be nice. Because if you are nice to people, it will make you feel good.
Especially like when there's a little bigger chick in the elevator or something, but she's got like a nice dress on. And she's trying. She's looking good, confident and stuff. Go, damn. You're looking really nice today. And their shoulders fucking, you know, go back. They perk up. Fucking, they, you know, get a nice smile on their face, a little glow to them.
You made her day.
They walk out of the elevator just so happy. Then
you made her day.
Then they're strutting out of the elevator.
Float into the office.
And then guess what? She's going to go and be nice to other people that day. And it spreads.
But just think, like, is it any fucking, does it hurt me in any way? Like, no. Fucking, she's working it and fucking she's trying. So fucking tell her, yeah, fucking
being
you're looking
nice,
hot, dude.
Being nice is free, and then like it'll just spread out like waves, dude. You're just dropping a nice rock in the pond, and it just spreads
ripple,
nice
ripple.
Wave. That lady will go be nice to fucking Kevin at the office, and Kevin will go hopefully not yell
fuck
at his
Kevin.
Kid.
Fuck
yeah,
Kevin.
Kevin's a dick. We all
Kevin won't go home, kick the dog, and beat the kid.
Thank you, exactly. All because big
rape
girl
wife.
Said right nice yeah. shoes, Kevin, because Christian said she was hot in the elevator. Dude, it's a ripple effect.
All right, I'm
no,
getting
but,
thirsty.
But I mean,
let me jump
trying,
into this.
You know?
Let me Absolutely. Jump into this real quick. I'm getting thirsty. On this podcast, we have a couple sponsors. And the first sponsor I want to talk about is whiskey, Proper 12.
Yeah. Hey, could you hit both at the same time? Because that's what it's called, taking a shot of hit, right?
You can.
That?
You can.
At the same time?
Oh, are we going to mix sponsors?
No, I'm just saying you take both of them in the mouth at the same time.
Well, and just like,
okay.
Kind of like Rob Halford with Asian Boys.
Here's what you do.
All right.
Here's what you do. You
one in the nose, one in the mouth.
One in the butt, one in the penis.
You take a hit of the sticky vape. You hold it in. You then take a shot of Proper. Swallow the shot. And then blow
right.
out the sticky vape.
Well, Proper 12, it's a delicious whiskey. Get a bottle, get some shot glasses with your friends. You take shots and you take pictures and then you tag Feeling Good with Duddy and you tag Proper 12 and you post it on your social medias and we're going to fucking send you something.
And whatever you do, don't give it to me.
Don't give it to him.
Yeah, no.
Don't
no.
give it to Christian.
No, because I'm allergic to alcohol and I'm part Indian, so I turn red, I get hard to breathe, and sometimes I just really never know what I'm going to get. So not only do I not want to drink whiskey, nobody else wants to be drinking whiskey either.
No Proper 12 for Christian, but he will do the sticky vape, but I will do the... Jake, pour some shots.
I will pour that.
I'd be happy to watch all my friends drink it.
Yeah.
But, and Keith, Christian's drinking coffee and Coca-Cola.
So he's ready to go.
He knows how to stay fired
As
up.
He pours that, I'm going to talk about one other one. Onnit, another amazing brand I just started using.
I was for about 20 years.
He was on it, but something else. And it's O-N-N-I-T.
Yeah,
it's two N's. O-N-N-I-T. This melatonin spray is great. We play shows. We get off stage at fucking midnight, and it was loud music. And you can't get to bed. So I spray a couple of these in my mouth, and I sleep like a baby the rest of the night. So
and you wake up without a hangover and like Xanax or something.
There you go. Exactly. It's all natural. So Onnit, O-N-N-I-T. Check it out. And let's do this thing.
Okay.
I'm going to do this thing.
Oh, you're going to try the hitters
we're doing
out?
It.
Hey, I would actually have it. No, never mind. I can't do it.
This is called an air reverse, dude. That's where you take a hit. No, this is called a straight air.
Cheers, me.
That's
what
called
the
a...
fuck?
Bam!
It works. So
I didn't have any smoke come out, but you got it.
Yeah, and also Koi CBD. Do you mess with CBD at all?
Yeah, I do.
I love this product. I use Koi every single day. I love their drops. What?
But I got a different one for you.
What do you got?
Fletcher DNA.
There you go.
My parents are making it, and it's some of the best stuff out there.
Oh, nice. For real?
Yeah, for
oh,
real.
Oh, hell yeah. That's dope. Fletcher DNA. Check it out.
Is there a little Fletcher DNA in the mix?
Just
a little cut?
Maybe just a couple bones or something?
Well, put it this way. Mosquitoes and fleas and stuff didn't bite me for many years.
Nice.
Because, like... if you're toxic enough, they don't fuck with you, you know? And then once, a couple years ago, I started getting a couple bites here and there. I was like, holy shit, I need to retox.
So you jumped back on the wagon?
No, it's just, but it was a really hard decision not to, because nothing bites you. None of the things bite you. So
that's why I don't get bit by anything.
Last spring,
but everything else is better when you're.
No, but last spring I was surfing with two big knives, like in my wetsuit down at Chesil's and stuff, because all the sharks. My grandpa got called out by the helicopter to because there was a school of about 15 great whites. My aunt hit one over the head with a stand-up paddle. I launched an air over one in front of my grandpa's house, landed and kept riding.
Like, an air over a shark.
I was trying to convince myself it was a piece of wood, but it was inside and it was smoking, it was smoking stingrays. No, it was eating stingrays. That's their favorite.
It was a gray piece of wood with fins.
No, it was like its fin was out of the water. It was eating a stingray. And I was like, God, I swear, that looks like a shark. It's got a piece of wood. It's got to be a piece of wood. Came down, launched the air over it, landed on the other side, kept going, went to kick out and paddle back out. My friend's going, get the fuck out of the water. That is a great white shark. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that's not a piece of wood?
Dude, a lady got her leg bit off in Sano.
Fucking launching airs over great white sharks.
And I love surfing. Yeah,
how do you score that?
That's like Fonzie, like on the water skis. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I can see the judges. Let me
finish this course CBD score? Real quick.
How do you score an air over a shark?
If you're alive, you get a 10.
Yeah, boom.
And if you don't land it and you fall in the water and you get bit,
you get a casket.
You rub some Koi CBD ointment on it and you're going to feel a lot better. And if you go to KoiCBD.com and you put in code Duddy at checkout, you're going to get 20% off. And I don't recommend trying to do an air over a shark and then put Koi CBD
on it. I don't either.
I
thought it was a piece of wood. Hey, can I try some?
Well, here's the bummer. Duddy is wielding an empty box of Koi CBD rub.
Well, no, because I know I've been putting it on
right
my...
Right there. No, I got those right there.
I've been putting it on my neck because my neck's been really, really hurt. I actually went and saw Dr. G yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Dr. G.
Dr. G fucking...
Dude, eat these gummies.
What are these?
CBD gummies.
I love candy.
I know. I saw you roll in with Chewy Nerds. I feel like these are right up your alley.
No, I left a huge thing of candy at my buddy's house yesterday too, on accident.
Yeah, so whoever that buddy is, you better not eat it.
I bought a plastic container, like a big drinking container with a kind of a big opening. There's two kinds of Mike and Ike's, and then sour Mike and Ike's. There's chewy lemon heads tropical flavor. There's two boxes of hot tamales.
We're talking good stuff.
There was sour gummy bears, and then...
all the hitters.
No, there was what do we call that? Gummy lifesavers.
Oh yeah, the I'm a fan ones. Of the gummy lifesavers.
The collisions.
Oh yeah, that's good.
And so all those in the big plastic bottle, and then shake it up. Oh, it's like
wash it down with a coffee and a Coke.
Oh, it's a cornucopia, a whole plethora.
It's a smorgasbord of just treats.
Yeah. Well, so you got your own vape pen with Sticky Vapes as well.
Yeah, and I couldn't be happier about it.
I love it.
Every one of my friends, it's like a serious weed smoker. Then don't like the pins, I kind of have to force them to actually try it. And once they try it, they're all, wow, this thing is good.
Oh, yeah. So peer pressure.
And so they've been cool enough to give me stuff to hand out to my buddies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Dude, it's better than being Santa Claus. People love you.
Oh, dude, there's nothing better than going up to someone and being like, oh, yeah, you want a pen? And they're just like, I could have this? Thank you so much.
It's easy. I never smoked pens at all until I started doing the show with Duddy, and then I took a couple of these home, and I'm just hooked.
I'm a lightweight.
So easy.
I'm a lightweight, so smoking the pens, I can take a little hit without coughing and stuff. It's not a joint where it keeps burning. You got to smoke it.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
And so I take a little hit off of that, not coughing and stuff. I like doing it before I go surfing.
Oh yeah.
I think too much, so that slows down the thinking process.
Sticky it Vape. Does. We have someone from Sticky Vape here. I got a question for you right now. How close are we?
Hi guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hi guys. How are you doing? I'm Shadow. I'm from Sticky Vape.
Yes, Shadow from Sticky
Vapes. How close are we to a waterproof?
Oh no, that's
we are working on it. This guy's pushing me to do it. You know, this guy is definitely driving force. We need that.
Yes, thank you, Christian. Just one more thing that the surf community should thank you for. Say hi to him.
Hey, where's my commissions? That's what I want to know.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
We've got a bullet point.
No. The commission is perfecting the surfing shit for all the errors that the kids are doing now.
Every time someone does an error.
Just give me 10 cents.
You should get 10 cents.
10 cents an error. Can we start that? Every time someone does an error, Christian gets 10 cents. And 10 cents goes and gives someone a pair of Toms.
If it's in one of the contests, then I deserve a dollar.
Oh, yeah, dollar.
Hey, but how about go out and buy a Christian Fletcher pin from Sticky Vape, and he definitely gets a commission.
Oh, there you go, dude.
Buck, yeah.
So if you're a surfer.
Yeah, consolation prize.
If you're a surfer.
Thank you. Maui Wowie.
Yes, and you land in air. A surfer who lands in air and wins a contest, buy 100 of his vape pens. We'll call it even.
So no.
You get a free t-shirt.
That's selling myself way too short.
Oh, it is? How many? 1,000? Or just hand you $1 billion?
They're getting 100,000 for first place in the contest.
So
I'd be happy with a dollar.
At least send him. if you do an air in a contest and win the contest, send Christian the trophy. At least the trophy.
At least say hi to him.
I don't even have my own trophies. I don't want those pieces.
Hi is nice. Hi is good.
Yeah, say hi.
Just a hi.
Chad, why don't you tell us a little bit about Sticky Vape?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you, Duddy. And
send me your
Jake.
Girlfriend.
Thank you, Christian.
There you go.
Blessed to be here and blessed to get to hang out with you guys,
man.
And work with you guys.
Pleasure.
And it's amazing. Anyways, we're basically Sticky Vape. We are, you know, one of SoCal's favorite vape brands.
Yeah,
and
speaking of that microphone, Shadow.
You know, available in over 100 shops. And we started by me and a couple of guys that I basically grew up with. They have their own grow in downtown L.A. We've got over 1,000 lights in L.A. of the most beautiful indoor flowers ever.
I'm and walking around looking like a scientist, dude.
Yeah.
We basically make the vape brand called Sticky Vape. Been around for about 6 years and work with great guys like Duddy.
Like,
and
I got the smock shoes
and Dirty
on
Heads
and stuff.
And Christian and all sorts of great people and just living the dream. It's beautiful.
There you go.
I'm super stoked to be part of the family. Like, he turns me into Santa Claus, dude.
You come with vape pens handing them out, no one's bummed.
Yeah,
you,
all the skateboarders back in Texas, he sent them a package and stuff. Like, everybody's just pumped.
Well, they got this Tradecraft Blunts thing they're doing, too. Which
Tradecraft Blunts.
I've been handing those out, too.
It's these great little tins that fit right in your pocket. They're kind of thin, so you don't even know what's in there, and you open
it
up.
And it doesn't smell.
It doesn't smell, and it's like all natural hemp paper, right?
Yeah, it's all natural.
And then, you know, you got some of their
super fresh, clean.
We got all of our
strains,
clean.
Indoor, hydroponic.
Yeah, so I've already got one out here.
I'm a lightweight, but I'm going to get super stoned.
Look at that little thin hitter. You just slide it in your pocket, and you're just rolling with full-blown joints.
I'm a lightweight. Yeah. I don't smoke a lot except before I surf and stuff like that. Yep. And before I go to bed, because otherwise I'm retarded in public, you know?
Yeah.
Don't want to answer the phone or talk to anybody.
So we'll ask you some real serious questions after you smoke.
And then I'll give you a real fucking fucked up answer.
Nice. That's what I'm looking for.
Tradecraft Farms, though, started by Brent Walker, Barry Walker, over 10 years ago.
It's a great
company. Great flower, amazing indoor. They're some of the OGs in the business.
Yep. I'll agree to that. Yep. I'll smoke to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So Shadow's been helping out the Dirty Heads, and you know, we've been doing this Sticky Vapes for a couple years now together, right?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a wild ride.
Also do it with the homies, legendary. Sublime with Rome. They got their own.
Blowing
Christian's
fatties.
Got his own. Yeah. Just cool company, cool people, great product. So go check it out, man. If you're in a dispensary and you're out there looking for a vape pen and you see a Sticky Vape pen in there, you know which one to get.
Disposable. It's got a micro rechargeable port on it.
Blammo.
That's really nice.
No more like, man,
get
my battery
oil.
Ran
get
out
all that
before
oil.
The oil ran out. Nah, recharge the shit. I don't want to hear it no more.
Right?
Yeah, and not only that, they're just disposable. It's not like you got to fuck with the tops and shit all the time.
Totally.
Unless you carry them around in your pocket with no lid on it, and then you got to pick the lid out of it maybe or something.
That's right. It's got a little rubber, little stopper.
That's where you
got
to keep it in.
Critical, dude. Keep it in there. Jake, slide it in.
Jake, where do you use yours at?
He just slid it right in his pants.
I use mine at the bottom of the pool, dude. You guys know where I take
tokes. Dude, waterproof. So you need to make a snorkel that you slide it into a spot, and now you're underwater and like, you know.
No.
This is for a real heavy user.
No, check
it
out. You just stick it in your wetsuit because the wetsuits have those like different flaps on the inside now. They're all like, they're good. You
the
can
old
just have
vape
a little
holder wetsuit.
Yeah, no, you could get a little. I could get one with a little holder right there.
Oh, there you go.
Stick it in, and then what are those fucking backpacks they got? What are the backpacks?
Camel.
Camelback.
Camelback.
The camelback.
The whole single hump. But if you had the little fucking thing coming up, like the, you know, the Sticky Vape had an attachment. It was like the straw, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I want to see.
It clips on right
we
here on the,
work on
the collar. And it's like this.
Dude, I've got the whole promotional campaign. Dude. We get Christian out at Trestle somewhere where he can just
Plasti Dip.
He's already named it. And
No. Trestle's no. Plasti Dip is like the spray paint and stuff like that. It's the rubber stuff. So it's like kind of like latex sort of.
Oh, yeah. You just spray paint it on it. Just
Or you dip it. They have bottles that you dip it too. You just tape up the R&D meeting.
But here's the video, dude. Drone. I don't know how you get it, but Christian drops in. He hit. You're taking tokes as you bottom turn, and then you hit the lip. And not only are you displacing buckets of water, but you're puffing out the smoke.
You want to know the best?
I don't think they get it.
I think we're doing a billboard downtown HP with that.
Can you show us?
Hey, check. No, wait, wait. Hold on. Wait.
Jake's getting crazy, everybody. Here he goes.
Hey, wait. Before the drawing board,
yes.
I got straight video dropping in on. I paddled out and got a cigarette from a boatman at Desert Point. It was the D. Sam So. I'll show you in a second.
Well, here, in the meantime,
okay,
Jake's going to show you.
It's in the
commercial, dude, for Chris.
Okay, we'll check it out.
Sticky vape?
A D. Sam So.
It's a sticky vape commercial, the Fletcher pin. It's a left, dude. Here it comes. He's
one of the best tubes
down
ever
at the bottom, right? He inhales.
That's actually a clove.
You inhale at the bottom.
I did a couple times.
Inhale, and then you're off the top. Boom, water sprays, but he's also blowing out the toke. Nose, mouth, chin, neck. You got it, dude. Hair.
Hey,
fucking blowing the tee.
I crashed so hard today. The wedge, I got smashed so hard that I almost blew out the other end of my wetsuit.
I don't think they understand, Jake. Show.
No, they don't get it, but here's another one. So you got it. He bottom turns. Inhale. He hits the lip. Water displacement and toke flies. Dude, I don't know how you judge that. That's probably a 3.2 because nobody knows how to even fucking
judge. No, I'm bottom probably turn. Minus a couple because they don't like smoking.
It's a one, dude. He's going to get a one.
It's illegal. I get kicked out.
Look, you go Red inhale on the bottom turn. Again, here's the lip. It's trestle. Off the top. Fep-hap. Water flies. Bust a toke. He's walking home, dude. Here he is. He's walking out of the water. He's got his surfboard with him. He's here. His fucking hair. We got Mike Parsons over here, dude. And he just says, hello, friend. Boom, dude. Boom. And a smile. A fucking smile goes straight from Christian to him. And then his smile goes back. And in the middle, it's a Benjamin Button fucking smile scenario. And the entire earth is a better fucking place. Thumbs up. And guess what, everybody? Fuck off.
Hey,
we got it.
Woo!
Easy shit, really, if you just
but,
use your brain.
The video that has me smoking in it is it's called A World You Can't Imagine. It's a short clip my buddy made in like 2007 and 2008. Lots of eating mushrooms, surfing with tennis shoes.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah.
A World You Can't Imagine.
Well, no, just, yeah, if you type in my name and surfing or whatever, it should come up by the top.
Who's on the old typer? Oh, there we go. Types are happening, everybody. And I hope we can...
Typo negative.
Made it pretty clear over there.
I was a big carnivore fan.
This is going to be a 24-hour fucking show. I hope you guys have enough reel-to-reel back there.
As they look for this, we had some fan questions. I'm going to look up the name for it, but I remember it. You know, they said, obviously, you know, you've been known to, like, just go out, like, it just pitch black and just surf in some crazy spots. Have you ever been in, have you ever gotten yourself in a situation where you're like, okay, I'm actually pretty fucking scared right now?
Fucking almost every time I go out. But, like, I've surfed Pipeline hundreds of times at night by myself.
Yeah.
I've been surfing Desert Point a lot by myself, and when that's solid, like, 10 feet, like, twice as high as the ceiling, and the moon was so beautiful. As soon as I'm paddling out, two clouds in the sky only. They both came and double stacked in front of the moon. So it was fucking pitch black. There's huge waves coming in. I fucking was, normally you paddle out and you get sucked down the beach. Well, there's real strong currents that go through there because it's the Java Lombok Strait. It's like a carburetor theory, you know, the Venturi theory. They get compressed and the water's the third deepest in the world or something, 26,000 feet, something like that.
Damn.
So the water goes ripping through there. And, like, I jump in the middle. I get sucked all the way out to the outside, and it'll keep sucking you out, and you end up in, like, New Selimbangan or Bali or something. Like, no, the current's really, really
it'll
gnarly.
It'll take you out.
Yeah, boat people die down there all the time, you know, but they don't know how to swim either. But these huge waves were coming. I couldn't catch them. And, I wanted to get in so bad. Finally, I got the fucking serious fucking cramps. From paddling so hard and being scared. And
you're just dehydrated out there now and cramping.
No. Then I finally caught a wave. I was all
what do we look up, Christian? What are we supposed to look up?
Let's see. Just Christian Fletcher surfer, probably.
Christian Fletcher surfer.
Yeah.
There's only one.
Or surfing. How about that? Whatever. No, that actually be a few.
Yeah, don't, not Christian Fletcher, yoga instructor. Yes.
Okay, go down. No,
the
hey.
Death metal singer, yes.
No, hey, my mom does five kinds of yoga and Pilates. I broke my femur a couple years ago at the wedge going under a wave. And I'd always told.
I thought you were going to say doing yoga. Yeah.
No, I always told my mom, look, keep going down. You'll see that's on a motorcycle, not that one. Keep going.
For the listeners, we're scrolling
right,
down
right
YouTube.
There
it is. At the behest
that
of,
one
of
right
Christian.
There. See all the mushrooms?
So what exactly were we watching again here?
This is a video from when I was in Indonesia in 2007.
It looks like it was 1912. Here's me on Gilligan's Island. It is a fiery day.
All right, lightning storm, huh?
And this has this has Dead Kennedy's police truck playing to it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I'm in the police truck. We're in the police. I pulled up in there to the police station.
What the fuck?
with a 40 and a lit cigarette. And we walked in there and started playing with their shields and their guns and
nice.
Shit. I shot their gun through my surfboard in the video later at night. Almost got hung.
Oh, that looks safe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a slot. Well, we're just watching him get absolute insane barrels.
I surf that at night, okay?
Let's do the play-by-play. Christian's doing a backside slash on a half pipe. Oh!
Look, damn.
Dude, he's doing wheelies on mopeds.
I'm drinking Cobra Blood.
He's drinking Cobra Blood.
This is where I was in the tube with a fucking DSamso Kratech clove that I got from a fisherman driving by.
What the hell? What's that? A fucking cigarette? What is that?
It's like 48 grams of tar or something. It's this big. It's a cone and it's a clove.
Yeah.
And I remember cloves.
It's like a 20 minute long fisherman's cigar. It's just straight, like
super fucking lightheaded.
No, you can take the cancer off the end of the fucking thing and put it on you.
Just put it on your body wherever
but,
you want it.
But I paddled out and got one from a fisherman. And I was sitting way outside. That was mushrooms, Black Death.
Oh, my God. He was drinking a mushroom shake and then going surfing. Oh, my God. With pantyhose on his face.
No, I had tennis shoes.
What was that?
Look, I had tennis shoes, too. There's a hang five floater. There's the police gun through my board.
You guys got to watch this on YouTube. Go to YouTube and watch
this show. I paid $50 a shot for that one.
You paid $50 to shoot your board.
No, I paid $100 because I shot it twice.
Oh.
Dude, switch stance in the barrel.
Got my helmet. On the doing floaters,
looking
got,
like a Viking on a wave with a Viking helmet.
I got shoes on, Volcom shoes that were 13, size 13. I'm like size 9.5. Okay.
How was that backside slash to switch stance? There's your son Grayson looking like a youngster, dude.
16,
just doing huge bonker airs. Good Lord, his son Grayson, you guys is a Fletcher is a professional skateboarder and an absolute danger man on the board, dude.
He's a fucking animal.
He's an animal. He uses the skateboard exactly how Christian surfs, just 100% attack.
All the old school guys, for the most part, he's their favorite skater because it looks like he surfed his whole life. He skates really fast and he's on the edge the whole time.
He's so fast.
Dude, you were on the Ockcast and I heard you say something and it was so cool because you know, Ocky was asking you. The Ockcast is really cool, guys. OCC
like
and
that?
Then cast. Sorry, dude. I don't want to walk over water. I want to fly above
no,
it.
No,
see?
It says,
even Jesus didn't know what to score you and you said, I'm going for airs, dude.
I'm sorry, I'm not Jesus Christ. He only walked on water. I fly above it.
Dang.
I don't know what his problem was.
Fucking lazy. He was a carpenter, though. So that's, you know, it's blue collar. But so anyway, Aki was telling you, like, aren't you so proud of your son, the skateboarding? And you're like, of course I am. But then you had this cool moment that I loved where you said, but I was most proud of my son because he's finally surfing, dude. And you're like, I get to surf with my son
today. Today I saw him get a couple fucking bombs at the wedge. I was really impressed. Last night, too, because he hasn't surfed with me much. He's been hurt and whatever. And I was dad, so he wanted to, you know, rebel for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept telling
him. How do you rebel from Christian Fletcher?
Yeah, so even when you're a not cool dad. Yeah,
you'd rather climb a tree naked and tell a lie than stand on the ground fully clothed and tell the truth. That's how you do it, I guess.
Okay.
Or you give him a car and he drives right. I asked him to bring my surfboard. He says, no, he drives right by the exit where I am. It would have taken him 2 seconds. I just gave him the goddamn car. He wouldn't even stop and drop off my surfboard for me.
He is Grayson Fletcher, though.
But then I got to thinking about it. We started to get along a little better. He did apologize. And I was like, well, he just does not give a fuck. And
I don't know where he got that from.
No, but I had to, it took me a while to realize that. I was like, well, and I guess I can't really fucking be mad at the guy because I didn't give a fuck either.
Do so, people say hi to him at the beach?
Oh, yeah, but...
Uh-huh.
But I was like, how can I be mad at him for not giving a fuck? And that was my best trait.
Right?
Dude. Like father, like son, dude.
Friends and the family.
I would love to do a side by like an overlay of you surfing and him skating. Just
Did you know that diarrhea is hereditary?
Is it?
Yeah, it runs in your genes.
Have you ever shit your pants?
Yep.
Oh,
you've got Rodney Dangerfield joke. What's the story about the pants shit? We have a running pants shit.
Was it before or was it before or after you were 40?
It was just since fucking like 2 years ago.
Okay, so after 40. After 40. Hey,
my brother, he shit his whole life. Every time he gets excited, like, I mean, he shit in car parks in Australia when he was like, you know, 7 years old and stuff, because he'd see the waves, he'd get so excited, he'd just have to go shit no matter where he was. He had to do it.
And his brother, for everyone who doesn't know, Nathan Fletcher, just... I don't know if there's anyone who's charged scarier waves ever. Just type his name in and lose your mind.
He's as gnarly as it gets, and
he's gnarly.
Those other guys that used to do all those, what do they call those, breathing exercises and stuff?
We were just talking about...
Wim Hof?
Yeah.
Okay, well, all that bullshit, my brother would be standing on the plane at Mavericks fucking... after probably not sleeping for a couple of days, with a fucking Marlboro Red, sucking down some Marlboro Reds.
Yep.
Before he paddled out.
Catching three wave hold down.
You can't train for that. You can't teach that. That's just, some people are just built different.
Then the difference was, most guys try to ride those waves. He was actually surfing them, like trying to do roundhouse cutbacks at Mavericks and shit. There's a huge difference there.
Yeah, usually you're running away from the power source. He's cutting back into it on those big
nuggets. Did you see
the
one where he's coming down on a huge one on like a 12-foot board and launches like a snowboard style air fucking down like off a chop, you know, going downhill, like a little downhill fucking mogul.
Can type in Nathan Fletcher and just big huge fucking waves.
What was that? We were watching him on one earlier though, who's just cruising, just smoking a joint on a big like longboard.
Oh yeah, he was longboarding,
just cruising, just
puffing a joint all the way, and looked like he was in Bali or Indo or somewhere.
Yeah,
he's sponsored by Weed Maps.
It was a pretty cool one. Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are bringing weed to the surf industry like the Diaz brothers are bringing it to MMA. Just making it.
How's when Diaz just...
What are you talking about? We actually send our products out to the Diaz brothers too.
Surfing was started on fucking weed. Okay?
Dude, I wanted to kind of touch about that.
If the businesses didn't start with fucking weed money, then they started with coke money.
Dude, surfing was a fucking party zone when I was a kid. Like, surfing is so different right now. There was characters like Christian. There was just weirdos and psychos, and people would get drunk in their videos.
There was individuals.
Crazy shit. There was individuals
that liked to have a hell of a good time.
Yep.
Dude, people would get drunk before the biggest contest of their life and show up hungover the next day, and it was that was surfing when I was a kid, and it's definitely gotten different.
The way I grew up was the better part of my youth. I grew up surfing on acid and mushrooms. Out at Pipeline. My dad told me if I want to be a professional surfer, he's all, if you can't cut it at Pipeline, you don't count. But then he bought a room in Jerry Lopez's house. And I quit school at 15 and moved in there by myself. And he gave me the opportunity to be able to cut it there.
And you just surf Pipe every day.
Yeah. And at night, no, he didn't live there at the time. But
was he in Oregon already?
Maui first, then Oregon.
Okay.
But his mom would come stay there, and she was a professor or something. She worked, you know, like a teacher. And I had quit school. She completely hated me. She told me no matter what happens, no matter what breaks, you know, it's your fault, Christian. I'm all, really? And Laird was living there too?
Laird Hamilton.
Scared Laird. No, I was kidding.
Oh, my God. No.
No. He didn't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just said it.
No, I said he did.
He's scared that he's not going to be able to look like that buff, tan Fabio He-Man guy anymore.
Dude, we all are.
Isn't he with Cindy Crawford, right? I mean,
No, he's
with that volleyball player.
Oh, the other one. My bad.
Yeah, and she is.
Dude, unless that's breaking news, dude. What's
she's so. She, hey,
did you just spill some?
It's the Malibu news.
She's so cool, though.
Oh, yeah.
Gabrielle Reese.
Sorry. I'm sure she's not.
She's also a model.
There's
you better help.
There's my little big brother.
There's your little big brother dropping
Cindy Crawford, though, that's not that bad, Duddy.
I didn't say it was bad.
He's got balls the size of coconuts, but made out of steel.
And, like, for real, they had to make a wetsuit for that.
I mean, he retired from the big wave contest because he's had some really crazy experiences close to dying.
Oh, that Chopu wave. I don't know if he almost died on that one. Yeah. You know the one. Did he? I don't even know.
No, but you know what? I caught a wave at Strands that same week. And it was like a one-footer, I fell down.
And a one footer, he said.
No, I had full blown, like, what do you call that? Raspberry, like, fucking. No, like.
Did you hit the bottom?
Yeah, on my forehead. Yep. Like a goddamn Masonite burn.
1 foot.
Oh,
and it was
man.
Like this big. And I'm all, he rode that wave and nothing even happened to him. And I get a 1 foot wave and I get fucking this big old raspberry on my head.
What happened today? Didn't you say you were down at the wedge?
Yeah, today. Oh, that's a gnarly turn. My brother, as a kid, he idolized Tom Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
He was the only person as short as him.
Dude, Tom Carroll's a little mini nugget, but he's just the man.
Yeah, but he had, a super powerful turn.
Yeah,
so,
super powerful.
So my brother, like, that was his hero.
Your brother's kind of stout like that as well, but taller.
My brother, when he was little, yes. He's always, I told my dad, Nathan's head has been bigger than mine since he was 7 years old. I was 12. He's all, no. When he was born, his head was bigger than yours.
Just a big old noggin coming out?
Yeah, because I got a bullet head. It goes.
I got a bullet head.
Yeah, it's aerodynamic. It goes straight up from the neck, straight up.
That head's built for duck diving, dude, right there.
No, because I broke my femur duck diving at the wedge a couple years ago.
Oh, shit, never mind.
It folded me like a taco shell until it cracked.
Oh, damn.
Do you know he's my brother? We're brothers. He's got a big old head. Nah, your head's not that big.
I got a pretty big head.
You got a big head. I got a little head. I got the bullet head.
I heard a couple of guys say. No.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, guys, so, who said that?
Word on the street.
So, word on the street.
Do we do a band camp segment? I mean, I feel like the whole thing has been one.
We have this segment called Band Camp where we just ask, you know, people to tell a story from, if they're a musician, from the road or anything weird, anything. Hey, you've been telling us a million stories. I'm sure you got one more.
One crazy story that stands out to you, just like, you know, just
okay,
something.
Well, give me a minute. Think about it.
I mean, you already told us you smoke bones. I don't know how we get weirder, but I'm sure you got something.
Well, like...
Here we go. We got a drop for it, though. We'll set you up with this drop.
Hey, I've had a checkered past.
Here we go. 3, 2.
Oh, and this one time at band
surf
camp.
Surf camp. We named it surf camp for you today.
This one time at surf camp?
Yeah.
She stuffed a surfboard up her pussy?
Exactly.
You've seen the movie. Oh. That, all right.
It was
thank
a
you.
Shortboard, okay?
Yeah, for all. It was a mini Simmons, and it's shaped like a...
D. It was a Gordy.
It was a hammerhead.
It was a soft top one. It was
a soft cock?
It was.
No. How do you feel about the soft tops, dude? You heavily into it, or what?
What are those?
Perfect.
I was talking to some of the bodyboarders down the wedge this morning, and they said... There's like a lot of guys on soft tops and stuff. And I was like, dude, the fuck is up with this? All these fucking soft cocks fucking like if you're going to ride a surfboard, ride a surfboard. And if you're going to like, I love the bodyboarders. They're fucking cool. We like the same waves. They grew up listening to punk rock and riding skateboards. We had a lot of common surfers and me. We didn't get along so well, but the bodyboarders were all cool. We like the same waves. I like the wedge. I like 10th Street. I like all those like deformed things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all cool. They all film you and stuff too. They're just cool guys, you know, normal.
I feel like you
surfers
like,
think they're just fucking, you know, like winning out, piggy out and shit.
I think you like being on the edge, huh? And being different and being a little bit like, I mean, the bodyboards are a little different because
I just like,
I mean, you're just you, but
no,
they're
cool. So yeah, like when a wave comes in, the guys that are good and stuff. If there's other guys taking off on them, like guys, whatever. Go, Christian. Even the bodyboarders are hooting me into dropping in on bodyboarders.
Nice.
Yeah, because they drop in on them. So
bodyboarders drop in on each other. There's less danger.
Well,
they can run each other over.
Like, some of the bodyboarders out there are kooks. And so the guys that are fucking all the older local guys, JJ Ayala and stuff like that, Robbie Crawford, they just tell me go.
Wedge dudes.
So when they tell me to drop in on the guy, that means fucking I'm dropping in on the guy.
Just doing what you're told, dude.
Yeah.
At that point.
I've been dropped in on and ran over by my dad my whole life. So I look at it like a semi-full contact sport.
Do you ever get mad at your dad? Or do you just take it every time? I mean, it's happened so many times, but...
I put it this way. I surf first point at Malibu when it's big and it's crowded. And a lot of times on like a 5'7", like a little tiny board.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit way out the back. I'll get... There are five longboarders drop in. They're still bottom turning. Well, I turn around. I come flying out of the lip. And I land in between those five longboarders. And then... It's like pinball. I just start bing, 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 smashing rails. Because, like, if you yell, the people actually paddle harder. So it's pointless even yelling. You just got to go down the line and put the fear of God into them.
Yep.
Because if you scare them, they tend to, you end up getting waves alone.
There's a thing about surfing. If you're in a crowded lineup, if a good wave comes in, or forever, for any reason, if you pull back on a wave, then everyone out there already thinks this guy's not going.
You ain't getting another one.
You have to go. And especially growing up at trestles and places where there's 50 billion people in the water, Malibu.
I love it.
You just have to go. You have to go.
It's a different sport.
It's so funky, man. It's always a competition all the time.
I look at it like
every day.
No, I look at it like when somebody drops in like that, then I have a mission. It's to smash him.
I'm no longer, you're no longer looking for an air. You're looking to get this.
No, I'm looking to come up and, like, say if I was going on the left, come up, as they're coming by like this, head straight down, my nose goes under theirs, their board hits my shins, you hear that beautiful sound of fiberglass tearing, as long as it's not your board. Their board goes one way, they fly the other way, and then you bottom turn and pull up in the barrel.
Boom. Nice. Yeah. They're getting tossed and flipping around wondering what happened, and you're getting checked.
Yeah, I was really into WWF as a kid, too. So
Perfect combination.
They should combine those sports.
They have some of the pictures around, like with a I used to have big metal spikes on my wetsuit, and I wore masks.
Just full guar?
More like the man behind their iron mask, you know?
Definitely look guar, though.
But people would like to fucking talk shit out in the water because it...
Who's talking shit to you?
Oh, you'd be surprised, dude. Fuck. You have no...
Always, right?
You have no idea. Really? Oh, yeah. Little kids drop in on me down in San Clemente.
He's a target.
Target. Yeah, yeah. Drop into me, crash into me, then come up from under the water and tell me, fuck you, go down the beach.
Hey, Cook.
And so then I'm chasing him around fucking trying to strangle him.
You should have thrown a muffin at him.
Dude, he's the Rodney Danger. No respect. No one says hi to him. He's got a million sliders.
I've been known to stab kids' boards and lift them up and chuck it off. And
nice.
Stuff. Yeah, I'm normally nice. I don't get mad at people for dropping in on me, and I hope they don't get mad at me for dropping in on them. Like, I'm happy to share a wave. Like, if somebody actually, knows how to share it so you can flow and cross over and stuff like that, that's totally cool. I mean, that's what I do with my dad a lot, but I would always get ran over.
Eventually, you get a longboard.
No, do you do that with your son?
No, he'd cry like a little fucking baby.
Even as no one's safe, dude. Dude, you're the best. You have to come back every 10 days.
But
maybe every day, right?
The longboard, you got to watch out for my dad because he side slips with a fin out of the water. He'll come down and just guillotine you.
Yep.
And then he'd drop in and he doesn't even give me any room or nothing. Straight smashes the rail, knocks me off my board, and then goes about his business. And I, what the fuck are you doing? Can't you catch your own waves on that longboard, you fucking prick? He's like, I wanted that wave.
Does he give you a ride home still?
No.
Dude, you can surf home.
He would, I call him up and tell him, look, Dad, I'm coming down to Trestles. Do you think you can drop me off real quick? And I park over at Carl's Jr., you know? So that's cool. Sometimes he'll pick me up, but other times his back's hurting. So, whatever, I figured out. But if he didn't run me over on the wave, he'd run me over when I was paddling out. Like, did that at Salt Creek, right south point. Broke my favorite board.
He's just saying I love you.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's you always got to just prove, you're still my son.
Yeah. No, right? No. Not, always just, well, that, yeah. That too.
For sure.
That too, I was scared of him. But fact of the matter is, what he was doing is he was teaching me. He was teaching me how I could go surf in any crowd and fucking not be upset about it. Because my buddies, we go to Malibu, my buddies are can't handle the crowd. I'm like, dude, it's not like that. Don't even worry. I go, it's a whole different sport. When the guy drops in, then you have a target. You go as fast as you can and do some sort of fucking, yank him by the back to the neck of the wetsuit and yank him off.
That's actually, though, in the simplest way, that's the best way to look at it. Because most people will just get upset about the crowd. You turn it into a fucking video game. Yes. You said, here it's a different day.
Hey, I don't yell. I look at it like I got something to do now. I got
a focus.
Yeah, because
you got a focus. You got a focus.
Lemons and made lemonade, dude.
How many waves can you get that are head high without getting bored? So I got when people are dropping in on stuff, it's not like you're going to be ripping some wave with the guy in the way. So you got to figure out a way to fucking smash him. Yeah.
And then the Malibu's a long wave, so after you knock a few dudes off, then you got 10 more turns.
Well, no,
dude.
I establish priority real quick. I start going straight at people, doing floaters over them.
I establish priority. He didn't.
I put fear in their eyes.
Yeah.
Because then they don't take off. Then I get the waves all to myself because they don't want to have any part of it because they know that they could just go get somebody else's and fucking everything's cool.
Yep. Because when they see you paddling, they just stop
paddling.
No,
when they'll. don't get me still, but like if I yell, they're going to paddle harder.
Yeah.
And so what I do is I just go down the line and I can work on smashing them.
Silent but deadly.
Just smash rails. I got Kevlar rails.
Silent and violent.
But like if you can get your board just underneath their board like this, their board automatically flips. You stay on. Like,
is that why you have it? Dude, he's got his board. You've got like this reverse concave. Is that just so you can just slide up under people and just see you later?
No, that's because I'm a coke addict.
That's because I'm a coke addict.
And he showed me his stomach.
It's the only ergodynamic support there is.
It's because you're skinny?
Huh?
I don't know.
Bell.
Oh, the bell goes right in. Dude. It goes right
in. A mechanic would call it a belly pan, right?
Dude, I love that. You're such a dude. You're so stoked still. Have you you have never lost an inch of stoke in your whole life. You're
Oh, yeah,
up.
No. I used to be super, like I said, the way I would put a smile on my face was by ruining people's days.
Mm-hmm.
So, but dude, it takes so much energy being an asshole. I'd stay up for a week before the contest came to Huntington and shit, writing obscenities on my surfboards and my wetsuits, just getting prepared to be an asshole for the contest. I'd go sit under the pier, wait for the expression session to start because they wouldn't let me in it. Paddle underneath the front of the pier and just start boosting errors. And they wouldn't mention my name. And we have a rebel error. Because I'd land and just flip birds at everybody.
Dude, so the expression session is when they would let, it's a part of the contest where they kind of let the contest go away for a second and they bring all the air surfers out and let them just flaunt huge airs. And to not let you in a contest like that seems fucking criminal.
Rabbit Bartholomew did it at Lowers. We were filming a TV show. And he was the president of the ASP. My dad sponsored him. He was the one that taught me how to eat sushi, to get a sushi eye, where you eat enough wasabi to, you know, clean you out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I said, well, check it out, Rabbit. Like, you guys, because they told me I wasn't qualified to surf in the expression session.
Well, although, okay.
It's my home beach. Okay. I won the biggest contest ever there. Yeah. And, like, I made up all the tricks. So as far as being qualified, like, I don't know what more I need.
You should
like,
just be grandfathered into any single
I should have had a slurp, you know, or something. I mean, is that what it would take? I could go hire a girl to do it for him. But, yeah, it was pretty bad. I go, look, dude, this could go two ways. Either you let me in the contest, and everybody will have a great day. Things will be super cool. We'll get the show done, all this and that, and it'll help you guys out with the ASP because, you know what, they only got a WSL has, 13,000 followers or something like that?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No, well, I don't either, but I think it's something like that, and that's, the World Surfing League, okay? Look at the people that have hundreds of thousands. For my kid, for instance, he's got 130, something big, you know? And he ain't the WSL. He's just a fucking young skateboarder with a beard, so you can't even see who he is. He's hiding from himself.
I was going to say, dude, if he grows his beard longer, not they have a similar.
I was telling him he needs to try out for ZZ Top's DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's doing the van, something for Vans now, I forget what it's called, Twitch or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just...
Is he gaming on there? What's he doing? He's playing video games on there?
And DJ or something. DJing. He just did the first one or something. They had the biggest turnout they've had, so I guess he's going on to...
make good money on there.
Yeah, you can make good money on Twitch.
You don't make money as musicians anymore. You make it as DJs, right?
Fuck, you can make so much money as a DJ.
Yeah, DJ just one dude. You don't have to pay all these other...
We got a whole band.
Yeah.
Go to Vegas and just fucking...
Yeah.
I don't know what you do.
Well, you know,
wear a silk shirt.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, not to hate.
No, you gotta have a
glow stick,
shiny one. Know. Oh, I got glove balls, but not with me.
You juggle?
Yeah, bitches. No.
Where's your balls?
Behind my zipper. You want to borrow?
Yeah, jeez.
We're wrapping up this episode, but on Let's the way out, we're gonna. Where's the balls? Should we do a juggle?
Dude, I told you behind my zipper, dude.
Yeah, well, why does everyone want his balls?
So I'm gonna kick the outro.
Wait, but they really are behind my zipper.
Hey, you guys thought he was being. This is
underneath the candy wrappers.
Judgy crowd thought that he was gonna pull his balls out.
Never thought that I'd be holding Christian Fletcher's balls.
Hey, I may be a little sick in the head, but. I'm not fucking perverted. not a creep, you know?
You want to hold his balls?
The size of his brother's balls.
No, those are the waves. Hey, those are like fucking coconuts with fucking, they were made out of steel, okay?
Oh, so these are never mind. You're a lot bigger.
Ball bearings. A lot bigger. Ball bearings for a freaking tractor.
floats to the top.
So I make these.
You make these? He makes his own juggling balls.
Tennis balls.
How do you make those balls?
I go get tennis balls and I cut them a little bit And then we walked, me and my buddy walked over to the playground sandbox, and we were sitting in the sandbox, filling them with sand. And I look over and I'm all, you know, this probably looks kind of bad. Two grown men sitting there playing in the sandbox by themselves with some little kids around. Like,
did you have a silver glove on?
Ooh, oh. No, I sure didn't. But you know what I did? I had a fucking vape in my hand.
Okay. Nice,
dude.
So it's blowing ringers in the park.
Jake vapes in the park.
Oh, dude, I vape in the park.
But so I sliced holes in them. Then I put like we were putting sand from the sandbox in there. And after that, I get crazy glue, glue them up. And then I wrap rubber bands around them. So, ooh. Because otherwise, the balls are so expensive. You go to buy them. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, this is good.
And then I got these ones were lacrosse practice balls.
Oh, dude, juggling ball companies are going to be pissed. You just told everyone how to make your own.
No, they got all over YouTube.
Juggle up.
You will get sponsored.
But they also got these other ones that are, they got a bunch of lighted ones. Those are bitching. Nothing like.
Light ones? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about as we exit this?
Psychedelics and lighted juggling. Yeah, he's juggling.
Juggle us out, and you guys can go to Christian
thanks for
Fletcher
coming, dude.
Lives.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody go to Christian Fletcher Lives on Instagram right now. Give him a follow, and you can see him juggling
swords.
He's going
to be juggling right now. Jake, hit that.
And juggle us out.
And if you're PC, fucking so am I.
Yeah. yeah, so thanks again for stopping by. Feeling good with Duddy. Christian Fletcher, thank you so much for stopping by. And once again, thanks to everyone at Reamp Studios. And this summer, Cutlass Brand will be out all summer with the Dirty Heads and 311 Tour. Come out to the booth and say hey to Jake. He'll be out there all summer. We're going to be doing contests from CutlassBrand.com. Cutlass Brand Instagram, Facebook, all that. We're going to be giving out free tickets to every single show this summer. So make sure you be following Cutlass Brand so you can get in on the contest. And once again, thanks for stopping by.
Peace.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.